I have been fed, that's a fact.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. And joining me, as always, is Billboard's deputy editor, digital, Katie Atkinson. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Keith.
How are you?
I'm great.
It's Billboard Music Awards Week.
Yay, we love this week.
Yes. It's a week where we have our very own award show.
It's, I mean, how fun is that?
How it's just wacky.
And you never get over how fun that is.
It's like you work for a place that has its own award show that's on TV and has its own red carpet and everything.
Right?
It's surreal and weird. Well, you can probably already guess that we might be talking about the Billboard Music Awards this week on the show. Because as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Today on the show, we're previewing the 2018 Billboard Music Awards, and our very special guest is none other than this year's host, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson!
We chatted with Kelly about her first awards show hosting gig, kind of a big place to start, but
yeah,
we trust that she can do it.
Dive right in.
How she has a surprise performance in store for us, and much more. So stick around for our very entertaining chat in just a bit.
Plus, of course, we have chart news about Childish Gambino debuting at number one on the Hot 100, Post Malone, and even Celine Dion.
But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider so you won't miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts.
Let's get to the chart chat.
Yep,
that thing.
When you say chart chat, you just want to jump right into Childish Gambino. Childish,
yes.
Chart chat.
Thank you for saving me, Katie. We're going to just jump right into the Childish chart chat. Say that three times fast. Well, first up, Childish Gambino debuts straight in at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with This Is America. The super buzzy track, which is accompanied by a must-watch video, was the most streamed and top-selling song of the week as well. It's the first number one and first top 10 hit for the hip-hop alter ego of the Emmy Award-winning Donald Glover. By the way,
yes,
this is the first Emmy Award winner at number one since Justin Timberlake with Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, look at that.
Actually, Emmy Award-winning person for acting.
Okay.
Because there may have been like someone who won an Emmy for something else.
Okay.
But Justin won for acting, as did Donald Glover.
Well, didn't he win for Dick in a Box? For SNL?
Well, I mean, Justin actually has won a number of Emmys for songwriting, but he's also won for acting, like for like in a supporting role on a comedy series for like SNL or something.
Oh, look at that.
Anyway, back to Childish Gambino. he released this track and its video on May 5th while he was hosting Saturday Night Live, tying it back to SNL there.
Indeed.
With Dick in a Box. This Is America bumps Drake's Nice For What from number one after 4 weeks and halts Drake's 15-week streak total. As Drake, of course, previously had 11 weeks at the top with God's Plan before he bumped himself from number one with Nice For What. So,
cue Drake putting out a new song.
Yeah. We can have a Childish Gambino versus Drake off, or a Hot 100 off. Actually, Andrew Unterberger wrote a story today about Billboard.com, saying if you thought it was just going to be Drake handing off number one to himself for the rest of the year, hey, we've got news for you.
News.
Impressively, not only did This Is America sell 78,000 downloads in the week ending May 10th, according to Nielsen Music, it also earned 65.3 million streams. And there's been a lot of news about how it's been like a record-breaking video at YouTube, sort of globally, I think, or maybe not even globally, just in America.
Yeah.
Just it's just wackadoodle popular.
Yes.
But it's not, and I think one of the reasons why, and we didn't talk about this actually last week on the show, even though the video had just come out. I think one of the reasons why it's getting so many views is because it's a video that you need to watch repeatedly to kind of get all the different layers of it.
Indeed, yes.
Because I've seen it a couple times, and like each time you watch it, you're like, oh, I missed that. Oh, I saw that. I didn't even know that was happening.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, I know that it was by design for you to be distracted. That was the idea. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it was by design, like, ooh, people will watch this five times each or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I doubt that was the part of the plan.
No, I think, but that's what happened because of the necessary repeat viewings.
I mean, when I'm thinking of like videos that I want to watch again and again, it's the videos where I see things maybe I didn't see before, or maybe I want to look farther into. And I immediately thought of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, because there's so much going on in that video. And obviously it's not the same thing as This Is America, because this is a very sort of, it's a video that is politically charged and has sort of a different kind of point and purpose than obviously Bad Romance. But when you watch Bad Romance, like, you freeze frame something, you're like, what does that say? What's on the side of that bottle? What does that mean? And that's why, you know, not only is it like a glamorous, glitzy video and full of great choreography, but it also, there's something else there.
Yeah.
And that's what great videos do, and that's what great art does. It makes you want to go into it further.
And the Hot 100 says the most popular thing of the week, and I can tell you, everybody I talked to last week wanted to talk about this video and song.
Yeah. We got it right.
Yep, I'd say.
Well, next up, Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys notches a second week at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart, earning 193,000 equivalent album units. It's only the third album to notch multiple weeks at number one in 2018, following the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman and Black Panther, the album. And it's the first album by an artist to actually have multiple weeks at number one, which I think that's kind of obvious when you say one is the soundtrack, you know, there's two soundtracks there. But it's also the first album by an artist to have back-to-back weeks at number one since Taylor Swift's Reputation late last year.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it just says that Post Malone's really popular.
Yes.
You may have known that.
You might have heard of him.
Yeah, you may have heard of him. He might actually be, I don't have like an official forecast yet, but he might actually be number one again next week for a third week. The albums that came out last Friday on the 11th, the biggest albums look like the albums by Playboi Carti and Charlie Puth, friend of the podcast, Puth. Those look like they'll be the top debuts, but it doesn't seem like they're going to be challenging for number one at this point. But I don't have figures yet to share with you.
And to tie the BBMA theme in, he's playing our post party, Post Malone.
Post Malone, yes!
The post party.
Yes. I'm not even going to go there. Lastly, Celine Dion is back on the Adult Contemporary Songs chart with Ashes, her new song for the movie Deadpool 2. The track bows at number 28 on the chart, and it marks the diva's 42nd hit on the list. She was last on the tally in 2014 with Incredible, her duet with Neo. Have you seen the video yet for Ashes?
I'm embarrassed to say I have not.
Oh, sorry.
But have you?
Yes.
Why don't I ask you that question?
it was filmed at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, which we will soon...
Her residency.
She has a residency there and is filmed on stage there. And just when you think you know what's going to happen, like you think it's just a very standard, normal Celine Dion performance video, out comes a dancing Deadpool doing like pirouettes and sort of like ballerina things all around Celine.
Yes.
And then there's a really funny kind of interaction between Celine and Deadpool.
I need to watch this.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, I'm sure everybody's listening is like, why have you not watched this yet? But
well, don't think of it that way. I mean, you know, it's okay.
There's a lot of pop culture to consume.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things that I thought of when this came out, though, was how, like, Celine Dion's relationship with movie soundtracks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It runs deep. I mean, obviously, Titanic.
And Up Close and Personal with That's the first, Because You Loved Me.
Then I thought of that, and I'm like, man, she has had some iconic movie work. And now this, I mean, this video is so tied in with Deadpool.
Oh,
like, it's
yeah.
like, it's a partnership, not just like, she throws a song and a soundtrack, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I'm assuming the song was explicitly and specifically written for Deadpool 2. I'm assuming it's probably prominently featured either in the credits or in the film itself.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining this is probably going to be pitched as a candidate for the Academy Awards next year.
Which will be incredible. Please, Deadpool for an Oscar. I need it.
Can you imagine? Look, if Fifty Shades of Grey can get an Oscar nomination for one of its songs, Why can't Deadpool 2?
Why not Deadpool?
Why not Deadpool? Why not Deadpool? That can be that's the Oscar campaign. Why not Deadpool 2?
Oh, shall we talk about the Billboard Music Awards?
Yes!
I mean, we're just talking about Celine in Vegas, and we're both heading to Vegas this weekend.
We are.
You know, the awards are Sunday night, and this is now the third or fourth year in a row that Keith and I have both gone, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Keith, talked about what you're going to be doing on the carpet this year.
Well, Chelsea Briggs and I will be doing interviews on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing video interviews, so you should be able to see those basically as we do them on Sunday. We will post them to our websites as soon as we can and pay attention to social media. You will see our pretty little faces talking to all the talent we could possibly trip as they walk down the carpet.
I'll be creeping behind you, trying to spot everything that you don't catch on the cameras, because that's my job, is what you didn't see on TV.
Katie gets to float around.
I'm a floater.
But do you have a ticket to the show? Are you going to the
show? Not this time. This time I'm backstage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Katie can wander around backstage, whereas I'm sort of like stationed in a specific area with our video and photo team. Katie can like slink off and like, you know,
slinking,
and see, you know, what artists are doing in other parts of the venue.
I'll be slinking.
Katie's just slinking around.
Okay, so what are we excited about? Like, okay, you are obviously on the red carpet. Like, who are you most excited about interviewing?
Janet Jackson.
Okay. No hesitation.
Janet Jackson. Did I say that too fast? Janet Jackson.
Oh, will Janet be there?
Janet Jackson. Our 2018 icon honoree, Janet Jackson.
Yes, much deserved.
I mean, I doubt that she'll even whisper to us. And not because she isn't, you know, a fabulous, lovely person, but I think sometimes artists may not have time to engage with press on the carpet. And you know, she has a big performance on the show. She's doing a greatest hits medley. Mm. You know, there's a lot to focus on. And, you know, I look forward to seeing her. And if I get to actually speak to her, that would be great, too.
And you are a Janet fan. So, like, what is the necessary Janet song that she has to play on Sunday? Like, what do you need?
Wow. I mean, Katie, she's had 10 number ones. And she's had like 20 something top tens. I should know that number, but I don't. I mean, I think you immediately think, God, there's so many. It's like you immediately think, okay, Rhythm Nation, If, Control, Nasty.
Oh, because you want to see the choreography. Yeah, I mean, those,
like, you want to see the dun da 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 for If.
Yes.
You want to see the We Are, you know, the Miss You Much and the chair
she's
dance.
Do Rhythm Nation.
It's like, but there, she's got like a dozen, she's got to do these songs. Like, there's too many to do. I'm like, unless they're all like 10 seconds apiece.
I was going to say, unless it's the most like schizophrenic medley of all time.
It's like a 20 minute medley.
It's like a
songs.
Girl Talk, you know, mashup of her songs.
But there's so many. Mm. There's just too many. I mean, All For You. How far into the future is she going to do something from her last album, mm-hmm. Unbreakable?
I would say at least a taste.
Like a
she had
bit.
An R&B hit off that album. I'm sure that
the No Sleep mm-hmm. song.
Yeah, way to add that extra sleep. E in when we'll announce it.
There's just too much Janet.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's never too much.
Yes.
So.
I mean, it sounds like we're just gushing to gush, but we actually really love Janet.
This is not difficult. No one's paying us to talk this nicely about Janet.
This is just how we actually feel. So, yeah, I would obviously a highlight for me would be able to actually talk to Janet Jackson.
Yes, I would say that would definitely be a highlight.
What about for you?
Okay, so as far as performances go, I have one like super modern performance and one super nostalgic performance that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about Ariana because, as we know, you know, she's got new music. We don't know. She might be premiering a song, maybe the new R.E.M. song that we haven't heard yet.
She's opening the show.
Yeah, so she's got to go straight to No Tears Left to Cry.
Like, unless you do like 15 seconds of the new song as like a
teaser.
Yeah,
maybe she'll squeeze a little bit in.
And then you, boom, go into the new
single. Especially
if
she like surprise releases anything this week, which we don't have any inside information on that front.
Yeah,
but
no.
Given that she has a new album coming out, it's possible. But I've just been excited about her return to music in general. And while we got a little taste of her performing at Coachella, she joined Kygo. A very small handful of people got to see that. I mean, handful. Almost 100,000 people got to see that in the desert. But the rest of us didn't. And so this is going to be her first televised big, you know, big, huge awards show performance.
I was going to say she
performed on Jimmy Fallon.
She performed on
Jimmy Fallon. But this is going to be like next level big event.
I have to say, I've really warmed up to the song.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Because when we first talked about it, I was kind of, I didn't I didn't say I didn't like it, but...
You were lukewarm.
I was kind of lukewarm about it, and I think I was having a hard time... It was just because the song seemed, it was very like, it seemed like it was two different things kind of smushed together. But the more you listen to it, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to be one of those songs where I'm like, oh, this is just sort of a discordant song where it actually holds together surprisingly well and becomes like a crazy earworm.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I found myself
I really
like
sing it to my, in my
it.
Head.
Yeah,
picking it up, loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up.
Wow, yeah, okay,
it's good stuff.
I was that's not even the part that sticks in my head.
Really?
It's the.
Oh, that's funny. No, I'm always doing the part I just sang. That's fine. Well, we should do a duet sometime.
So that's your, that's the big current performer.
But I have to say, Salt and Peppa. There, so we know that they're performing with En Vogue. So that is most likely going to be What a Man,
right? And we're honoring the 30th anniversary of them becoming the first female rap act to hit the top 20 on the Hot 100,
which
Push It.
Was with Push It. So we assume that maybe it. a taste of Push It. Kind of fingers crossed for a little taste of Shoop.
I would assume. I would figure like Push It, Shoop, and What a Man.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Oh my God, what a trio! That's all I need right there.
Yeah.
I need nothing more than that. Very excited about just being in the same space as them because I was obsessed with them when I was growing up. Loved. So I'm very excited.
Wow.
Yes.
So you were all about the Shoop, What a Man, None of Your Business.
Yes.
That
if
whole
I
era.
Want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
If she want to be a freaking sellout on the weekends, it's none of your business. Now you. No.
And we're still going. So we talked about Janet, but are there other performances that you're like dying for?
Oh, well, interested to see what J-Lo does.
Yes.
Because I don't think they've actually said what J-Lo's going to do.
I mean...
I don't think they've actually announced what she's doing.
I don't even need to be told what J-Lo's doing to know I'm going to enjoy
it. It's
going to
be amazing.
She probably... Well, actually, I was going to say she'll probably do her new song, but it's Spanish language.
But, yeah, so
she might not.
It. And she performed it on the Billboard Latin Awards.
Yes, she did.
So I'm thinking maybe not. Maybe it's something special that we don't know about.
Right.
Maybe it's... I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing... Camila Cabello.
Oh, yes.
Of the people that we haven't said yet.
Well, like, it'll be fun to see her, like, I mean, I feel like Billboard Music Awards have really been with her for, like, the evolution of her as a social artist, a solo artist.
Yeah. I mean, a year ago was where she made her sort of proper solo debut performing. And now a year later, here she is, and so much has changed.
Yeah, she has a number one Hot 100 hit under her belt.
And a number one album with her first album.
And her new top 10, Never Be the Same.
She's in a very good place right
yes,
now.
Yes, she is.
Let's see if she's too busy to stop and talk to us.
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad that she knows that Billboard Music Awards loved her at the beginning, still love her now. Keep coming, Camila.
I want to say, Camila, we were there with you.
Right.
Back. By the way, Chelsea Briggs was there with you before I even knew you.
Oh, there you go.
Because Chelsea, before she worked at Billboard, Chelsea was there like every week on X Factor doing interviews backstage. And like, so when she sees the Fifth Harmony or Camila, it's just
a small child
like,
then.
They know Chelsea.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm hoping that on the carpet when
Chelsea.
It's like, and they were like, haha, we got her.
Reunion.
Or you could just say you've seen me because I used to interview you a lot too.
Yeah.
I mean, I vividly remember talking to you at the Radio Disney Awards, and Katie and I are sitting in the same conference room where you came into the podcast
with her mom. Yeah.
Oh, that was a great chat.
It was.
Go back and listen to it. Anyway, sorry. What else?
I was going to say it's only appropriate to wrap up. Like, yeah. The thing I'm kind of most excited about is to see Kelly Clarkson host an awards show.
Yes.
You know, like, I feel like it's all been leading up to this. Like, she's hilarious. You know, whenever you see an interview with her or you see her on The Voice or even you saw her on Idol when she was, like, a kid, she's just funny and fun and warm and, like, it's just, like, she was meant to do this.
She's just meant to, like, have, like, something like a talk show or hosting.
Yes.
Just something, and that's obviously, it was smart when they got her on The Voice, and it's smart that we got her to host the Billboard
Awards. Yes. So it's kind of just all perfect.
Yeah. Well, now it must be time for our interview
with
the host of the 2018 Billboard Music Awards, Kelly Clarkson. We chatted with the pop diva and chart topper just a few days ago about her preparations for the big night, if she's nervous, what we can expect, and what she might be performing, and more. She promises a surprise performance. She wouldn't tell us what song she was doing. that may or may not involve flipping burgers while singing. I have a feeling that may not happen, but she talks about it, so who knows? This will all make sense in just a moment. So take a listen to our chat with Kelly Clarkson. Nothing left to prove. No, no, no. I don't think about you weighing down on me.
Hello to Kelly Clarkson, and welcome back to the Billboard Pop Shop podcast.
Yay!
Hey!
Well, you're hosting the 2018 Billboard Music Awards on May 20th. I mean, it's an obvious question, but how excited are you about the big night? Are you nervous at all?
I think I'm so nervous and terrified that I'm, like, past it. You know, like, it's just not real. I might be in denial. And honestly, we have so much going on. Like, I'm literally at the voice rehearsals right now for my contestants. So, like, there's just so much going on. Literally, there's no day off between now and then. So I think that's good because I'll just keep being busy. And also, we just planned something super fun. So I'm excited about it. Now I'm more excited about it.
Well, that's a teaser right there. We plan something super
fun. I know. I'm hoping it comes together.
And this is the first time that you've hosted anything, right?
Yep. So, you're like, it's like sink or swim.
No pressure. You'll be fine.
No pressure. Honestly, there is no pressure because I don't mind if I never do it again. So, So I'm like, well.
obviously you're going to be amazing because you're so fun and you're so joyful and you're probably great with ad-libbing, which will probably come in real handy.
Honestly, I'm only good at ad-libbing. I'm not good at scripted.
So as it turns out, there will be no script for the show. That's what you're actually telling us.
I have a meeting with the writers tonight and we're literally going over how, you know, there's like bullet points, there's ideas, there's things, but like I've actually known these producers for years, so... for different like shows I've worked with them, so they know me well enough to know that like I'm not going to read what's directly in the teleprompter for some reason. Like I will lie if I tell you I will.
Well, there probably are some important things that you need to say, like coming up next is, you know, you can't just make up
I've
something.
Got that I can right. do that. It's just I'm not good at like scripted jokes, like that's not my thing.
Aha. My next question, and we've kind of already addressed it, you know, we're recording this podcast a little bit ahead of the show, of course. So you're kind of in the middle of preparations for it. How far along are you with the preparations? Have you picked out your outfits yet? That's the most important thing, obviously.
I have, because we're making a few changes, because I think it's like you have to do that when you're hosting, I've noticed.
Of course.
So I have definitely... three solid ones that were for different things. Well, I have more than that because I'm kind of, you know, throughout the show quite a bit. So it's like, yes, we have a bunch of outfits. We just haven't landed like 100% on a few.
There's definitely like a red carpet look, an opening look, and then a couple more looks.
Well, and you're performing too. So there's got to be the performance look as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's like, and there might be like another surprise. So So there's a lot of clothes. I'm definitely... going to be like Reba McEntire on tour. Like, back in the day, she'd make like 20 changes. It's like,
just bring your fancy dress with you and everything will be just fine.
My fancy dress, low V. Hey.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You know, you mentioned that you're meeting with the writers tonight. So, you know, after being at these shows a million times, you know, do you have anything that from being in the crowd that you know that you like want to do or don't want to do when it comes to your opening monologue?
Yeah, I mean, the opening monologue, that's the big thing we've kind of been working on because, I mean, y'all, I'm not a comedian, so like I'm not going to be able to get up there. You know, like you have friends in your group that are able to get away with certain jokes and like you're not. Like I'm not going to be able to get up there and like make fun of a bunch of artists. Like so, and I don't want to do that because it's not really my vibe. So unless it's like, you know, if Blake were sitting there, right, I'd make fun of him, but or Adam or Alicia maybe, but I don't know anybody that well other than them to like make fun of anyone. So we're just kind of trying to navigate not only the monologue but just kind of the tone of the show. But we're definitely like focusing like on like, you know, the music and their art and like what we're celebrating that night. And because at the same time, I don't want to like take away from a lot of people. This might be their first Billboards, their first time to be nominated, you know, so I want to really, you know, have this be a really cool night for them.
It's a celebratory night. It's not like, you know, let's make fun
it's
of you.
Definitely, like, that word is the perfect word to describe what we are doing.
Yeah. I mean, and you said, you know, you kind of joked about, oh, if Blake were there, you might make fun of him. But I think there's a delicate way of sort of balancing that kind of thing. Like, Brad, like, I'm thinking of other hosts of other shows. Like, Brad and Carrie do a great job on the CMAs where they kind of, you know, it's like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge at their friends in the audience, and it's never mean-spirited,
yes,
you know?
Yes, but see, therein lies the problem for me. I know far more country singers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I could do that in right. country if I were hosting a country show. But, like, I don't... Like, I actually, funny enough, have far more friends in the country music industry than I do in the pop. I don't really have many at all, just because I'm never around anyone. Like, I'm married into country music as well with my husband. So I'm always around them. I could do that. It's easier, you know, because Brian Carey know everyone.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, if you don't know people, I'm not going to start, like, laying out jabs.
See,
and
now,
if I did, I'd be like, I'm just kidding.
Now, after you do
every joke would end with, just kidding.
Just kidding.
After you do the Billboard Awards, you're going to have to join Reba at next year's ACMs then and
there
host with her. After you get your feet wet.
Oh, I don't know, man. There's a lot of pressure. People are just waiting for you to fail, I feel like. So, I don't know. I said yes because I started this new thing in my life. Like, I was going to start saying yes to things that I normally say no to. So... I love that I started with something huge, like hosting an award show. That might not have been the smartest plan, but it's fine.
I want to ask something really quick before we move on. Has Carson from The Voice given you any tips yet? Since, you know, obviously he hosts a show that you're on, and has he pulled you aside and said, here's
no,
what you
should do? No, he
knows
I'm, like, so different. That's why everyone, literally, it's, like, the worst, like, best advice everyone's giving me. It's like, oh, no, just be you. That's why you're doing it. And I'm like, that's not helpful. Like, that's, like, the least helpful advice ever. Like, it's like when you're, like, auditioning for something as a kid, and your mom's like, just be you. And I'm like, what? Like, like, that doesn't help me. Like, I've already got that down.
You know, there's actually there's a lot of ladies and girl power that will be there for you that night, because we've got Janet Jackson getting the Icon Award. J-Lo was just announced a performer. Christina Aguilera. Have you met all these ladies before?
I've never met Janet, which I am feeling like, since I'm hosting, I deserve that opportunity, but it's fine if I don't. But, no, I've definitely met Christina and Demi and Ariana and, J-Lo, actually, super sweet. I've met a ton of people. I'm just not, like, I don't barbecue with any of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've met a ton of them, but we never see each other because we're always working. So,
this is your opportunity. You can invite them to a barbecue,
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm turning the Billboard Awards into the Billboard's barbecue.
But how does it feel to be hosting?
You've now unleashed my plan. Now it's run.
See, that's the secret you were talking about. It's actually going to be...
Yeah, it was a giant barbecue. I'm making the Billboard Awards a little bit redneck.
Were you going to say the BBQMAs?
I was having a hard time getting the words BBQ out, and I just said BBB like six times in a row.
Yeah, BBMA beats BB&Q.
The BBQ, BB...
Or BBQ.
Yeah.
I messed it up, too.
We're just going to move on. Sorry.
It's cool, though, that this show is going to have such, like, a strong female energy, though, with you as the host and all these, like, fabulous women getting honored that night.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm just as excited about them as I am... Imagine Dragons and Kendrick Lamar, and I mean a ton of people. Like,
yeah.
I'm excited about, you know, Shawn Mendes, Ed Sheeran. Like, there's a ton of people there that I'm. Honestly, this is gonna be a great award show. Like, all the performers, I love John. He was just announced he's performing, John Legend. So I'm pretty stoked about everyone.
We like it too, but we're kind of partial. you're also performing on the show. What will you be singing on stage? Might it be your latest single, I Don't Think About You?
I don't know. It's actually,
lies.
It's
lies.
Actually a surprise what I'm singing.
Ooh.
You'll be barbecuing and singing at the same time. We got it. We got it.
I will be flipping a burger while performing.
Now that actually, that's a great idea, actually. Maybe
that
not.
Would be a talent.
Okay.
it's a surprise, but I'm super, like, really excited about it.
All
so.
Right.
You know, in all your ample free time between The Voice and hosting awards shows.
Yeah, and being a mom.
Have you been thinking at all about touring around your latest album, Meaning of Life?
Absolutely. That is also on my plate. So, yep, we have that. We actually literally already have it routed. We're just waiting on kind of the beginning and the end for a couple reasons. So that's why we haven't announced it yet, just to make sure we can... You know, when we announce the dates, we can actually show up. So that's kind of what we're waiting on. But we actually already have it routed, and I could not be more excited because everybody keeps asking, and I'm like, well, I just came out with like my favorite record of all time, so obviously yes, I'm going to tour it. Yeah.
And it not
I might be tired as crap, but but I'm going to do it.
and we assume that means like this year sometime in 2018.
It's going to be soon.
Okay. Oh shit.
I can't. I know. I'm going to get in so much trouble. You're trying to trip me up and it's not hard cuz I'm very tired. So
ooh, ask Kelly
don't
everything.
Keep trying.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kelly. We can't wait to see you hosting and performing on the 2018 Billboard Music Awards on May 20th. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be such a great night.
Thank you. And remember, if I fall, laugh with me. It's worse when people go, "Oh."
No, we have your back that night. Don't worry.
We got you, girl. We got you.
Okay. Laughing, pointing, all of it's okay.
All right. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, y'all. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Kelly Clarkson for calling us up. I can't believe we've had Kelly on now back-to-back years. Let's make this a tradition.
Yes.
All the time.
I was just like, maybe we should just have Kelly on like every so often.
I mean, Keith, Katie, Kelly sounds kind of good together.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's do it. So she could not be more wonderful and can't wait to see what she does on Sunday.
And now it's time for the chart stat of the week. 25 years ago this week, believe it or not, Janet Jackson, hey, hit number one on the Hot 100 with That's the Way Love Goes. The track jumped to the top of the list dated May 15th, 1993, and stayed there for 8 weeks and remains Jackson's longest-running number one hit. It was her sixth of so far 10 number ones and the first single from her number one Billboard 200 album, Janet, and that's lowercase j with a period at the end.
We all know that.
Well, I don't know. Just teaching the children. Here's a fun fact for you. The Janet album launched 6 top 10 singles on the Hot 100, and it followed her Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation 1814 album, which had 7 top 10 hits, and of course her Control album came before that, which had 5 top 10s. So, thus, she is the only artist to have 3 different albums, each contain at least 5 top 10 hits on the Hot 100.
Wow. Seems like something that Rihanna could be going for, like really challenging, but like...
Yeah, well, yeah.
If I'm thinking of who could do this.
Yeah, because when you think of it, you're like, Michael Jackson didn't do it, Madonna didn't
right.
do it, Whitney, Celine, Mariah. Like,
it's nuts.
All the people you think have tons and tons of hit singles. Well, they did. But they were spread across more albums, where Janet, each of her albums effectively worked as their own self-contained greatest hits album.
Insane.
So there you have it. This week in 1993, our 2018 icon honoree, Janet Jackson, topped the Hot 100 with That's the Way Love Goes.
Like a moth to a flame burnt by the fire. God, it's so good.
My love is blind. Can't you see my desire?
So good. This show is like brought to you by my childhood, because like that Janet album was also like, I was playing that at the same time I was playing Salt and Papa. Amazing.
The thing that I didn't mention that I want to see happen on the show, which I should have, and if you follow me on Twitter or you follow Katie on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Well, this is a perfect time to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, J-Lo's going to be there.
J-Lo's going to be there.
And Janet's going to be there.
And Janet's going to be there.
And J-Lo danced in the That's the Way Love Goes video. So maybe could J-Lo go on stage with Janet and dance
you
with That's the Way Love Goes?
I feel like J-Lo is cool enough and Janet is massive enough that would not be like a bruise to J-Lo's diva ego or anything. It would be like, let me... like just like be part of this huge tribute to an icon that I played a little part of in the beginning.
Yeah, like I was a tiny little part.
Right.
Like you know, like, and it's a way, I think, I would think it's a way for like Jennifer to acknowledge the impact that Janet had on J-Lo's career.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little part, but it's like such a fun little thing. And
it
you know,
is.
It's like for a brief moment in time, you know, a baby J-Lo sort of like, you know, got a little bit of the star shine from Janet.
Rewatch that video if you haven't in a while, because it's great, because J-Lo is up in there. Like, it's like her, she's one of the friends just like chilling in the background of that very cool video.
It's also hilarious that literally Janet and J-Lo look exactly the same.
Yeah,
basically.
They do.
Like,
yes.
They don't age. Like, they both look amazing and beautiful, and like, they both just still can dance their butts off. So, I mean, so if J-Lo can't do, like, something participatory on stage, I get it. That's
at
obviously...
At least cut to the crowd shot
cut
of
J-Lo. Cut to the
J-Lo.
Crowd shot of J-Lo. J-Lo, like, losing her mind at Janet. Even if it's not even That's the Way Love Goes. Even if Janet doesn't sing that. Like, you just want to see the shot of J-Lo. Yes, girl!
Totally.
Anyway, so...
Put it in the universe.
What song should we go out on?
Well, have we heard any of this wonderful song we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes?
I think we should go out on That's the Way Love Goes.
I think we should too.
All right, see you guys next time.
Bye.
Okay, parachutes ready.
Boy, the things I go through to get auto loan rates as low as 1.04% APR for 36 months on new vehicles with PenFed.
You are aware that you don't have to be a military member to save hundreds on your auto loan, aren't you? Anyone can join PenFed.
As someone terrified of heights, I probably should have looked into that.
Probably.
Drop me off at the shore.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/autos or call 1-800-247-5626. Advertised rates available through the PenFed Carbuying Service. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.